this issue of pricing and access to public toilets, which we have raised with the National Trust, we have raised with the Tourist Board, and we're still not satisfied with the speed of response and the way in which our premier tourist attraction in Northern Ireland is being managed. And we believe that there needs to be changes. Just a few weeks ago, we had to get the Tourist Information Office, or the Tourist Information Facility that was at the Causeway, out of the visitor centre into an adjacent shop outside the centre, for the simple reason that people were being charged £8.50 to get free tourist information.
Now, you do make it sound like as if the car park's really expensive. You say it's £42.50 to park your car if there are five adults in your car.
Yes.
But the important thing is the charge is for using the facility. It's not actually for parking the car. There's no additional charge after you park your car.
There's no, but if you decide that you don't want to go to the visitor centre, the access to the Causeway Stones is free. So we shouldn't be asking people who make a decision to see or not your heritage for them to be asked to be included in that charge, access to the visitor centre that they may not wish to use.
Yes, but Mervyn, on a good day like today, people are going to arrive at the Causeway and the vast majority of them aren't really going to be interested in being indoors. They're only going to be outdoors. If the car park's full of people who've parked for free or for very little, the National Trust are going to make nothing out of the visit.
Well, I don't think anybody will believe that the National Trust are not making anything out of this. I think we need to remember that the National Trust is using their money currently at the moment to pay a very expensive legal charge or legal cost on another issue. So I think that the National Trust has questions to answer to its members and to the public of Northern Ireland and also to the people of Pushmills, because there is an issue around, and this has been going on for some time, and we'll continue to have this discussion with the National Trust, with the Tourist Board, with the Tourist Minister, to ensure that we get a satisfactory conclusion, and that is that the local community, the people in Bushmills, the traders in Bushmills, the trader who is adjacent to the Giant's Causeway Visitor Centre, are treated in a way that ensures that everybody benefits as a result of having the premier tourist attraction in Northern Ireland, which is the Giant's Causeway. I want to see the Causeway flourish. We were delighted whenever we had the building that was erected and when eventually we got to a point where we had a new centre. We just believe now that there needs to be a review, an urgent review, of all the way in which the public, both local and our tourists from across the world, have access to the visitor centre, the car park, and the Giant's Causeway itself as our natural heritage.
But is there not an element of being mean-spirited about this? My niece paid £70 to go to see One Direction. I have a friend who was over at the Emirates not so long ago watching Arsenal. It cost him £60 for the ticket. My brother-in-law is going to see Antrim and Monaghan come this Sunday at Casement Park. It's £20 to sit in a rickety old stand at Casement Park. And we're complaining about £8.50 to use that fabulous facility at the Giant's Causeway.
Well, I don't think it's just the issue of the 850, it's the issue of the way in which the accumulative amount of the 850, if you take a car with five persons in the car. And yes, in defence of the National Trust, and I don't want to make this a battle with the National Trust, however, I think that they need to recognise that there's a problem. A family ticket will cost £21. But I think that if you take another political colleague of mine who recently brought a party of eight travelling in two cars to the Causeway, he faced a demand of £55 to park the two vehicles. So the group didn't even want to go then into the centre on that particular occasion. I think there needs to be a structure, a different structure, which reflects if people want to go to use a visitor centre, that's exactly then what they should do. If they want to park, then I think there needs to be a different regime which is more reflective of the way in which pricing is in Northern Ireland for our tourist attractions. I think it's unfair to compare visiting the Giant's Causeway to going to a pop concert or to a football match, which I would have issues with in terms of their pricing structure as well, but that's not my responsibility. Remember, the public, the Northern Ireland Executive, poured millions of pounds into this attraction. We were supportive of the attraction. We are supportive of developing our tourist product. And I just think at the moment there are concerns being expressed by tourists, being expressed by local politicians, being expressed by locals who live in and adjacent to the area and the facility. And the National Trust needs to take those concerns seriously.
Is there an opening for a farmer in the vicinity to make a field available for £3 a car?
No, because it would require planning permission, and it would require, remember, you're inside a area of outstanding natural beauty, so those facilities are not as available to an individual the same as they would be in other places.
But you could get away with it for quite a while before planning
I wouldn't be encouraging anybody to break the law, so I think that that's something that we have to work through the system. The National Trust has also promised to resolve issues around signage for a local business that operates at the Giant's Causeway that was there a long time before the visitor centre, even in its previous form, and we're still awaiting a resolution of those issues. So I think there is a requirement for the National Trust to step up to the mark and to actually prove that at our premier tourist attraction in Northern Ireland, on a day like today, that we are not having a situation where tourists are being disproportionately charged for access to what is the most wonderful part of Northern Ireland.
The first text in said, it's not made clear that you don't have to pay the £8.50. It's set out in a way that you think you have to pay. But if you use the car park, you do have to pay the £8.50.
Yes, but then, of course, what you do then, if you do use a car park, yes, you have to pay. And I have no difficulty with a charge. But what I'm saying is it's the clarity around what you're paying for, and it's also my view that in terms of the accumulative, if you have five people in the car, they are all charged, so you end up having to pay. So there's not a standard rate of £15, and we'll take that as a figure, for the car. You can only get into most cars five people unless you have a people carrier, and then there should be maybe a slightly higher rate for something like that. But, you know, if you come with a vehicle and there's five people in it and you're charged £45, I don't think that is just a fair reflection of using a car park.
Yeah,
you make the choice not to go in to the visitor centre.
Of course, and just to be absolutely clear, it was Mr Declan O'Loan you were referring to as the other politician.
Yes, it was.
He wanted to visit the stones, he didn't want to go to the visitor centre, but he was still going to have to pay for every member of his party because he was parking two cars.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I think it's those practical issues. I was at the stones a few weeks ago, went down to see the local trader, Mr McConaughey, who operates just adjacent to the visitor centre. And I wasn't able to access the public toilets because of the way in which the toilet at the side of the visitor centre is now inside a corridor. And that corridor is a rope that has been put up. And the only way you can access that is if you go through the turnstile and pay your £8.50. So there is an issue. There are issues that we want to ensure that the public are being treated with, I believe, the respect that they deserve and that they come to see our natural heritage. And I believe at this moment in time, we don't have a package in place which is fair, and a package which people and your texter is absolutely right in terms of being able to clearly understand the differential between parking cost and access to the visitor centre.
Okay, Mervyn Storey, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Frank. Okay,
Mervyn Storey from the DUP making it very clear how he feels about it. A lot of you texting here agreeing.